Missed it live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
First things first.
I love it when something that we discuss on Caesar World then comes to fruition and builds up to something else. And it happens often. Not here to toot our own horn or anything, but generally we are always ahead of the curve with the news coverage. So, about a week ago, we spoke about a statement that the president had made. And we spoke about how this statement could land the president in hot water. And no sooner had we said it, I think the day of the show, because we do a show in the morning and then obviously things transpire once everybody wakes up. The day of the show, the presidency then came out and they clarified what the president had meant. And that it wasn't going to be loosening visa regulations ad nauseum for Nigerian nationals, etc. and so on. However, when they did send their statement out, I responded, I said, aha, the block was getting hot. And everybody said, yeah, it's actually too late. The block already is hot. Mm. Meaning people were already incensed and there was already tension brewing. Now, in politics, specifically in South Africa, right, you'd be a fool if you let a good crisis go to waste. And so when they see that the grass is dry, they will start a spark. And before you know it, there will be a felt fire. So on social media, people have started talking about the national shutdown. People have started talking about civil must go. There was a hashtag. And I think the date that they settled on for this national shutdown was the 9th of December, which would be today. Now, fine, be that as it may, people obviously have the right to protest. It's a constitutional right, pezwalogo, not just in jail, willy-nilly one. The government, South African government, sent out another press release. And in this one, they said, and I'll read it verbatim, the government has noted the call for a national shutdown on Monday, the 9th of December, 2024, posted on different social media platforms. Calls for the national shutdown are meant to instill fear in the hearts of hardworking, peace-loving South Africans. As government, we will not tolerate acts of violence and intimidation that undermine our efforts to ensure the country's stability. Any effort to infringe on citizens' rights and of free movements, rather, on 9th of December, or to block access or vandalize and destroy property will face, obviously, the full might of the law. A lot of people took that as a warning now. They're like, ah, why are we being intimidated? We want to exercise our rights. And in fact, Vuyo Zungula, leader of ATM and MP, then responded saying, it seems like everybody else has a right to protest and raise their displeasure in this country, except for black South Africans. The government continues to protect illegal foreigners while putting severe constraints on the rights of South Africans, barring them from exercising their hard-earned democratic right to demonstrate. Hashtag national shutdown. So here's the thing. If you look at that statement from the government, and let's be fair, the government didn't say you cannot protest. The government didn't say there shouldn't be a national shutdown.
Facts.
All the government said was, don't stop people that are trying to go to work, let there be no violence, and let there be no vandalism. That's what they said. And in fact, that's always been the stance in any protest. Once a protest turns violent, then obviously they call law enforcement. Mm-hmm. However, I will say that sending this warning, because we don't usually get a warning like this, except when people think maybe there may be some unrest that ensues. Like, you know, to get on Zungula's point, the DA had a protest not so long ago. I think it was a month and a half ago, if I'm not mistaken. They went to Pretoria. They went there with the Oti Blok Oaks. Do you remember?
Yeah, over the Bella Act. Yeah, I remember very well.
100%. Your favorite minister, Gayton McKenzie, was there.
Ah!
In orange and blue. Right? And I don't remember the government ever warning them about anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
But the distinction
must be made in this instance between a protest and a national shutdown. Mm-hmm. Because a national shutdown means you are essentially shutting down the economy. We know what has happened there. Treasury has taken us through what exactly becomes the implications of a national shutdown on our GDP, risk with Sasria, you remember, with the insurance. So this is a national shutdown. This limits everybody's right, like Sizwe said, to actually go to work and continue in their businesses. So protest, shutdown, completely different.
But it's a form of protest. A shutdown is people downing tools saying, we're not going to go to work. It's not people saying, we will stop people from actually going to work. And I think the point that Caesar was making is, whenever the Afrikaners or the Boers or farmers, rather, they've protested before. We've seen the Zuma Must Go protest. All these protests that are brought forward by seemingly white people, there are no warnings of, hey, we're watching out for violence in case it happens. But because this protest is at the heart of black South Africans who've suffered, you know, when their kids are taking drugs, human trafficking, and all these problems that would seem are created largely by foreign nationals, then that affects your fellow average black South Africans. Now there's a warning of no violence. I think it's telling as well that, oh, so when the protest comes from these corners, you're saying there could be a possible violence. But usually when it's, you know, the other guys, it's like, aye, let them just protest.
I disagree.
We're being selective.
Am I?
We're being very selective.
Well, so wait. Saul is not wrong. But I can tell you why it's like that, Saul. I can give you a very cogent argument as to why it's like that. So white people in general accounts for less than 8% of the African population.
Fair.
Right? I'll be honest with you. Those people cannot cause unrest. You could quell that very, very easily. Right?
True.
But
true.
If I were able to rally up black people, the country would stop. No doubt about it. No two ways. We've seen this, for example, even in KZN with the unrest in July.
Oh, yes.
Zingakhalanje, very early. So you are very wise to take those threats seriously. I don't think it's going to come to that at all, really. But, yeah, I mean, it's like saying, if a child is threatening you, how would you feel versus, I don't know, like a boxer threatening you?
Outside of that, I think when you look in this particular instance, because you can't really pin down the source of these calls for the national shutdown. It's almost giving July unrest. So I would understand why the government would say, you know what, rather err on the side of caution. Rather we actually go out and say, if you are thinking of another July unrest, we are ready for you. And I fully understand and I comprehend exactly where they're coming from in this particular instance. Because even with the July unrest, no one actually knew how it started, where it was organized. It just happened.
Well, we know where it started. How it was organized, well, then I don't know. But we know exactly where it started.
But
there was a bailout bill of their own.
Exactly. So they'd rather err on the side of caution.
Yeah. So let us know. Do you see this statement, for example, that was made as a government, from the government rather, as a threat to people that were just peacefully going to demonstrate? Or do you see it as the rightful action that government, specifically responsible people, should take in case there is a, back in the day, it used to be called a stairway, so
yes,
a shutdown. That's what a stairway was.
Yes. Mm-mm-mm.
So people would literally throw petrol bombs at cars that were going to work.
Oh, yeah,
you'd even get necklaced because you're crossing picket lines.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't DFF have a shutdown last year?
They did.
It didn't really turn out violent. I don't remember any violent incidents like that.
It did
government
not.
Was very prepared. If you remember, even the SANDF was brought out for the national shutdown, protest.
Mm-hmm.
So let us know what your thoughts are. Is this an adequate warning and all is well, or is it a threat to the citizens?
In King Ayatollah, South Africa, these clever blacks are coming with Baby Doom. That's the first. I think it's a threat to government, South Africa, ANC in particular, because they don't want them blacks actually. They want to keep us, black South Africans, being poor and being nobodies. So I think this one should happen. If it means Milaklali Tumba's land, but we know.
No, gladly do, Mbappe.
But also, here's my thing. You're talking about clever blacks being suppressed and so on and so forth. They never partake in these shutdowns anyway, and Dama stayaways and all of that, because they would rather be at home. So,
look, I'll tell you what. This national shutdown is not happening today. That one I can tell you for free.
Of course.
Yeah, I warned you now, even if it was.
I didn't even
December, guys. I mean, come on.
It's good December.
But yeah, you know, what I disagree with, and I'm going to disagree with it on record, you can't sacrifice people's lives willy-nilly for stuff like this.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you yourself are willing to go die hambag, but don't speak for other people talking about a glali dumbu.
Good morning, Kaya family. I would take Cyril's threat seriously. Let's not forget Marikana.
Ah. Hey, straight.
I personally think the government, they are way, and should they let things be? So I think they are just intimidating people who are banga in the next. Because of clearly, what happened Mozuma, it's gonna be even worse for Cyril. So that's why they are trying to protect this entire thing.
So where I will agree with you 100% is that the ground is very fertile for an unrest. Not only are people fed up, people are hungry.
Mm-hmm.
You see, now there, all I need to do is just give you one thing to coalesce around. And I point at one person and go, you are hungry because of that guy.
Mm-hmm.
Good deal. So there you write.
Nina ni adlala nina. Labandla bakate bakata ngati ngo 350. Bayas uti injection yetu tranquilizer ikuphi. So ba tranquilizile kahle nje ngo 350. Yazi kumnandi kule country. Le government izenzela kwasani eyifuna. Bayas ukuthi thina sesiswak blind. Ba make sure ukuthi le youth ka 1976 ishonile or trampled absolutely to the lowest.
I don't see it as a threat, man. I just see it as the government actually is doing the right thing. Because, isn't it just really move? To be honest, since all that July unrest, businesses were smashed, people literally are not employed, and now investors and stuff. So, whoever actually took everything, they were not held accountable. But then they were saying, President, see, so. It's the right thing, man. You're going to need some debt. One of that is no one is above the law training.
I want to enjoy in the lens and I want to be Anje axio nje ileader ekwazi ukuthi imeli indaba zayo hambile lawo sign izinto nani azi kahle kamhlophe ingcinamba ebhekene nabantu South Africa elizonke lezi zinto ayimentionile uSol izona kanye lezo zinto lezidami zasigcwele yonke indawo kuntshontshwe ingane abantu bayashushumbiswa kuningi nje kuningi yena mayeqedwe ukwenza lento ayenzayo shuthi it's a clear indication ukuthi uhulumeni wethu akanendaba nathi thina soMzansi Afrika akwenziwe nje kwagogwe kamacanaza.
Now, Saul, let me tell you why I agree with her, right? And where I agree with her.
Yeah.
If I know that I've got the people, in other words, majority of South Africans support me, guys, go do your national shutdown. Go do it. See what's going to happen. Because I know that I've got the constituency. My people will defend me.
True.
Now, if a situation yami, integenteke, she says, and I'm in a precarious position, then I'll be fearful of the people. Because I don't know whether people are with me or not. You get me?
100%.
Man, I think we need to first understand who we're dealing with here. Here we're dealing with a man who's heartless, you see. A man will do anything to protect white interests. So, I'm a national shutdown under Cyril. I don't think that they are safe, yabo. In terms of, this is a man who can pull a plug, man, and he will get away with it. It's not a secret we've seen. He's above the law. So, mina, I would say whoever would decide ukuthi manje nofuna ukuyo protest manje under Cyril, they can do that at their own risk, yabo. But nje sizobe sinamanye ama commission after ama commission azohlala and then aze nama findings ukuthi hey, we don't see anything wrong lana makubula wabantu. So we're dealing with a different animal lana, someone who doesn't respect the constitution. So I guess we need another plan to remove Cyril other than putting people's lives at risk.
So I've got to ask you this, right? When you speak about people being killed, what do you base that on? What evidence do you have that the president, for example, has sanctioned such action in the past? If you're referring to Marikana, President Cyril Ramaphosa did not say people must be killed. He asked for concomitant action. That's what he asked for.
By email, yeah.
That doesn't mean people must get killed. And somebody at home said, hey, there's some people here that are causing unrest at home. They're not call the security company that I employ and say, hey, guys, act decisively. It's not saying shoot. It's not saying kill anybody. It means stop that thing. I hire you for that. You bear that risk. You see? So for you to specifically say, Abanda Babulao, he's never said that. He's never issued that warning. Or rather, that instruction.
Yabona nje indlela enza ngayo Ramaphosa uyabonakalisa nje ukuthi uvele untekenteke. Anje akusiyo nje.
Okay, we've heard this one.
Oh, so you know that was a threat. It's a man even I was like, oh, so the government can see umabantu bakhala on social media. They always ignore them ngamabomu. How? So now that they feel like, ooh, Cyril is threatened, they like, yenina, zonkahle. Like, it was a threat. It was a threat. Like, when I read that statement, I'm like, yo, I government yetu.
If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.